Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard This Music Podcast. A show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better, than those in the mainstream. Tonight we've got an A-side. This is Season 5, Episode 12, Side A. I'm Mike Five. It is my turn once again to drive the show, and I'm really looking forward to it. To be honest with you, it's going to be good fun. Tonight we've got Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Mike Five. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm blistering in the sunshine, but loving it.
It's pretty hot, isn't it? It's pretty hot.
It really is.
We've also got Richie. Hello, Richie.
Hello. I'm glad you've mentioned that it's Season 5, because I put down on the recording title that it's Season 3, and it's not Season 3, is it? But yes, I'm good, thank you. It is absolutely boiling hot. It's lovely. Enjoying the weather and all that jazz. Yeah, good, thank you.
Good, excellent. And do we have Austin with us today?
Unfortunately, we don't have Austin because Austin is away doing a seminar in Dubai. So we have a replacement for him this week. We've got
this is already great.
We've got Fabinho. So do you want to say hello, Fabinho?
Hello, Richie, Wayne, and Michael Five. I'm uber excited to be here as your artificial assistant this evening, and I'm not gay.
Oh, wow. That's Fabinho.
Excellent.
I don't know much about the artificial world, but thank you for taking time and covering for our other regular host, Austin. I don't know if you know Austin over in your world. Do you know Austin at all?
No, not really. But I am fucking his wife.
Okay. Right.
Wow. Okay. Excellent. That's good. I sort of assumed everyone in the AI world to be non-binary.
Well, I've just got a bit of... Listen, is Fabinho in the room, Rich? Can you mute him? Can you mute him so he doesn't hear us?
Yeah.
What do we do with this information? Do we tell Austin or what?
Oh,
I kind of feel bad that we're complicit now.
Yeah, you know what? Last time Austin was on the show, he talked about how he was stood up on a date with some hot blonde, so he's not exactly faithful himself, is he?
Yeah, fuck them both, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorted. Oh, you seem far too much into this, Mike. I need to think about what I'm writing.
Excellent, good. Well, I'm looking forward to trying to remember Fabinho's name. That's going to be good. And we don't have a guest tonight. We don't have news. We've got an icebreaker instead.
Icebreaker.
Okay, so the icebreaker is going to be, it's mainly for when we have a guest, so as you just get some comfortable getting them joining in. But what we're going to, I'm going to do is I'm going to choose three famous artists, an interview, and I'm going to play the interview. And it's the first one to say who the artist is. If you don't get it straight away, I'll try and give a clue or something. So it's that simple, really. So this is the icebreaker. This is your first artist.
How does it feel at the end of a day like that? Do you like your job in an evening like that?
I love my job, but I hate talking to people like you.
Thanks.
No, do you mean, I love it right now because I said earlier on, you're the last person I'm talking to, so you probably get the best interview, darling, don't worry.
Oh,
I mean, the whole thing like this afternoon when you have
Hold
to
on.
Talk.
Go on then.
Freddie Mercury.
Yes, it is. Very good. Wayne's winning 1-0. Okay, and next one. This one's going to be piss easy. Well, it's even easier for you, Wayne.
Yeah. There's a guy, he owned the club in Frankfurt, and he had this fetish that he'd pay you £25. He'd lie in a
Wayne.
Bath.
It's Noddy Holder.
It's Noddy Holder. I mean, Mike, you can't win this now, but we're going to play the last one anyway.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
So this is the last artist. This was an interview with... That last one was Noddy Holder with Frank Skinner. This one is so-and-so with Joe Rogan.
And I don't want to push it again, because when I get that way, my kids don't talk to me. I get a divorce. I'm thrown out of my own band.
Right, right.
What else? I lose everything. I mean, that's happened enough times for me to finally realize, you know what? It's not worth it.
Right.
You know.
I get it.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got a lot of beautiful friends. I got a beautiful bunch of friends to keep me in line, you know. I got two sponsors, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, that I call up all the time and go, I want to get so fucked up right now.
Nothing?
No. Oh,
does it not even sound familiar?
I mean, no.
Time for a clue then?
Yeah, do you know what? I should have thought of some clues. which is where this falls down a bit.
What was one of his famous songs?
Dream On.
Ah, okay.
But that just gives it away, really.
Oh, it doesn't give it away for me. I've got no idea.
It's Steven Tyler.
Yeah, it is Steven Tyler.
Oh, okay. Excellent. It was nice to hear Joe Rogan earning his $100 million for podcasting there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant, great content.
I don't know if that icebreaker's going to actually work. It was quite shit, wasn't it?
I'm just not very good at recognising famous people, so to me it could have been absolutely fucking anyone, to be honest with you. No idea. Well, that was the icebreaker. Let's ask do we feel that the ice has broken? Do we all know each other a bit better as a result of that?
Let's ask the guest. We haven't got one.
What does Fabian
probably
think?
I'm probably just going to edit that out, to be honest. So, did you have any news?
No.
No. I had a quick glance, but I couldn't see anything.
So we have no news this week. We've got no news. We're going to get straight into the show. We did do an icebreaker. I don't know if it made it in or not. Mike, you can carry on.
Excellent. Well, before... thanks for that. Before we go into the show...
It seemed like a really fucking good idea at the time.
I enjoyed it.
Anyway, so before we go into the show, let's also talk about this week's BIS. BIS, which is Block, Ignore, Shout Out, Share, where we tag... in the past, a random celebrity in our promo for the show and hope that they'll listen to the podcast and shout out and share some of the music on it, or if not, they might block us or ignore us. Historically, most people have ignored us. I did try and crowdsource some suggestions for this earlier on, and we got answers such as Robbie Williams, James Blunt, Boy George and Mr. T. Someone also suggested the Royal Family and Goes a Goodspeed, which is nice.
That was Goes a Goodspeed, wasn't it?
Yeah, that wasn't actually a smile. We're not going to do that though. We're going to do music podcasts, aren't we?
Yeah, due to the lack of response from celebrities, we've decided to go with independent podcasts, and mainly independent music podcasts.
So let's see if they're doing their due diligence and checking out the competition. So this week we've got independent music it's just called Independent Music Podcast. So it's Gareth and Anthony. I've never heard of it. so I can tell you what it's like, but hopefully they'll listen to the show.
Well, I've had a listen to it, and they're very thorough, they're very professional. It's a very good podcast, to be fair. They play plenty of music, and they go into good detail about the music. So, yeah, it is a good podcast.
Excellent. Well, Gareth and Anthony, Gareth or Anthony, Anthony or Gareth, if you're listening, we hope you enjoy the show. If anything stands out to you, any of the songs that we play, why not shout about it? Share it with people. Tell the world, tell your enormous audience, as it may be, all about what you hear on the show.
I will say that their thumbnail for independent music podcast does look like a drawing from The Joy of Sex from the 1970s. It does look like they're pleasuring each other past them. Have a look.
Wow.
Excellent. Well, if you're into that sort of thing, obviously, and you know, we should shout them out as well. Go and listen to their podcast. And
well, yeah, that's what it's about. It's about looking out for other independent creators as well. So yeah, go check them out. If you're listening to this, I assume you're listening to this because you like music podcasts, you like music. Go check them out, guys. It's not the bass is not about us really. It's about the music and the musicians. So if you are listening to this, Gareth and Anthony, please give one of the artists a shout out if you like them, or give them a play. You can give us a shout out. That'd be brilliant. But that's not what this is about. So yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Excellent. Let's be realistic though. Most people listen to this because they enjoy the sound of your voice, Richie. So with that, I think we'll go straight into the head-to-head. Here we go then, the head-to-head. So we've all brought a piece of music that's been submitted to us that we like. Well, we love it, in fact. We don't just like it. We think it's brilliant, good enough to bring to the show. And we think that the Fab and you will love it as well, obviously. We're going to play them all, talk about them, pick our favourite at the end of it as well. I think last time I started with Wayne when I hosted the show, so let's start with Richie this time.
So I'm bringing, which I don't remember bringing, but apparently I'm bringing because I've put it in the folder, but I'm bringing Mockabee and Graham Candy with their song Everybody's Moving to LA.
I'm sorry to complain, so tired of the rain. We need a summer place, my baby and I. This little seaside town where everyone gets down. Gonna leave tonight, my baby and I. They say that I'm wrong, I know that I'm right. Everyone's dying to drown in sunlight. So say goodbye, baby, color your hair. I bet with green we're gonna make it there. Everybody's moving to LA. Like giants in the sky, the boulevard all red, a sunset cigarette. We found our new home, my Layla and I. They say that I'm wrong, I know that I'm right. Everyone's dying to drown in sunlight. So say goodbye, baby, color your hair. I bet with green we're gonna make it there. Everybody's moving to LA.
So that was Mokabe, and Graham Candy with Everybody's Moving to LA. Now I remember bringing this because it's an absolute fucking belter of a tune. Proper fucking summer banger. I love this a lot. Really fucking good tune. Put me in the summer feeling. Really perked up my grumpy attitude this morning. I love this, yeah. Love this a lot. These guys, what do you have to say about these guys? Well, for anybody who's new to the show, who doesn't know why we have a podcast AI, we have a podcast AI because I struggle to read out loud. I read like a child in a year one. So what I've got is my assistant who reads for me. And Fabian, you, if you want to just tell me a little bit about these guys.
Graham Candy is an artist from New Zealand. In 2013, he moved to Berlin to begin his music career. Candy's first collaboration with German DJ and producer Zalev Farben, She Moves Far Away, gained him quick popularity with his quirky, high-range vocals, as well as his first platinum single. His other collaborations with Pair of Stellar, Robin Schulz, Mog UI, and Deepen gained him a strong following in Europe as well as in the US, with The Sun reaching #1 on the electronic charts.
Thank you, Fabinho. Yeah. It sounds like at sporadic moments during his reading, somebody just squeezes his balls.
The timing was brilliant, though, when he said the word hi. He went, hi!
Hi!
Like he sat on a pin.
Fucking hell.
So did you like this, Wayne?
I mean, he got to #1. What more do you need to know about it? My pigeon is going off at this moment in time, so you'll hear that in the podcast. Yeah, I like this. This is a nice, fun summer tune. It's got, you know, a lovely driving EDM beat to it. You know, and then obviously it features the riff from The Passenger by Iggy Pop at the end. As soon as it started playing, I was like, I know that. I was like, yeah, I know what that is. That's The Passenger. So he's obviously got that inflection and that sort of 60s sort of summary of love, moving to LA sort of thing. But yeah. It's nice, cool, and
it's quite clever actually. When you think about The Passenger, it's about being on a train and going places and then moving to LA. So,
yeah.
Mike?
No, I enjoyed it. It was a good, I enjoyed it. It was a good summer party tune. I felt like I could be, you know, quite happily, 4 pm, middle of Ibiza, haven't slept the night before, thinking about going out to the next club. Just sitting on the beach having a cocktail and someone puts that on and you're like, yeah, let's do this, let's go for it. It's got that kind of vibe to it. Yeah, good tune, I enjoyed it.
Fabian, what did you think of this?
I can really imagine getting pilled off my tits to this fucking banging tune.
There you go. So Fabian likes this.
Fabian sounds slightly like Fix It Felix from Wreck-It Ralph.
So that was Mokabe and Graham Candy with Everybody's Moving to LA. Thank you, Richie. Wayne, what have you brought for us this week?
Right, so it's my turn to bring a song. I have brought Mrs. Ghost with We're Not Okay.
Doesn't mean anything. just kick it in the afterlife, where there's no policeman, politician, industry tied into one night stands, ex-girlfriends to make amends. Take a deep breath, try again. Yes, and cause we only get a minute on this planet, understanding that I choose to take it all for granted, writing songs that no one listens to anyway.
So that was Mrs. Ghost and their song We're Not Okay. This was released on the 20th of May 2022 and is from their debut album Entertainment for the End Times. Band members Jacob Godby and Sean, excuse me for this, Larry Chuita make up Mrs. Ghost. They say the album has moments of Bob Dylan-esque acoustic moments to fast-paced tracks like Jimmy Eat World's early 2000s output. They make a point a few times of saying that they are vastly separated in America. One lives in Austin, Texas. The other one lives in Missoula, Montana. And for those of you counting, that is a 27-hour car ride, a distance of 1,800 miles, which is about two and a bit times the UK. So it's a fair old distance. It's a little weird. It sounds like he's singing a parody song, but he's not. And I sort of dig it, you know. I like the way it sounds. It's got this whole 90s underground vibe, like where everyone wears the t-shirt of this band and they cite them as an influence, but they're never very big. It's that sort of feel I was getting, you know. I got sort of, they might be giants from the way you were singing and the way the songs are structured as well. And as a guy called Jeffrey Lewis, I really quite like that sort of stuff. It's sort of indie lo-fi punk-ish sort of thing, slightly outsider-ish as well. I've listened to the whole, I'm not going to lie, I've listened to the whole album. I've listened about five or six tracks from the album, and I really like the feel of the recordings. They feel honest and they feel fun, and if you're having fun, then I'm having fun, and I had a lot of fun listening to their music. I mean, it won't change the music industry, but it probably will change your mood, because it did with me. And the statement, we're not okay, it resonates with me because, you know, as a whole, we're not okay. And I'm fine with it. So, yeah. Mike?
I really enjoyed it. It reminded me of the Pixies.
Yes!
Mostly. Definitely have a Pixies vibe for me. I like the drums were quite unsettling in places. Some of the feels were like, oh, and I quite liked that, like in a good way. It was kind of like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. Oh, maybe sent chills up my spine, which was really cool. The breakdown I thought was excellent. I thought the bass tone in particular, like, kind of, you know, because it was just brought down to the bass, you really got to appreciate that kind of really rich, round, raw bass tone, which was really, really nice. And yeah, the song itself, it was sort of, it was weird, wasn't it? Because it was sort of melancholic, but also kind of hopeful. And I quite liked the mix. I thought that was quite a nice sort of juxtaposition of those two things. But yeah, really enjoyed that. I thought it was a good track.
Did you?
Yeah, I liked this a lot, actually. I think to say that it was, what did you say, that style of music, like the Shags?
Outsider.
I think calling it outside is a bit harsh. I didn't think it was outside. I thought it was lo-fi. I thought it was very lo-fi. I got an undertones kind of vibe for me. It's like Teenage Kicks. But yeah, I liked it a lot. It was very, I thought it was good. This was a good example of lo-fi for me. Did you like this, Fabinho?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Oh, good. Well, there you go. That was Mrs. Ghost with We're Not Okay. You can check out both of those tracks in all the usual places that you go and check out music. Next up is my choice, and I have brought to you Goes a Goodspeed's new single, Full Tilt Revival.
You say, break me out. You need to be revived. You were tending to the engine when the world took a dive. Breaking and mending, falling and fending off the specters of ancient dreams. A series of cut scenes. You don't want a placebo or some idealized heaven. You just need your real life turned up to 11. Breaking and mending, cycles unending. You need a cleansing tide. You need to be revived. You will not hold your tongue. You need more than simple survival. You will not hold your tongue. You're long past Jua. Revival, and no one's gonna stand in your way. You say, hear me out. You won't be denied. You won't succumb to distraction while the camera lies. Pointing and shooting, stealing and looting, all the angles on your dreams. Series of green screens. You don't want to film fantasy or big fame to beckon. You just need your real life turned up to 11. Pointing and shooting, it's all just diluting what you feel you have inside. You won't be denied. You will not hold your tongue. You need more than simple survival. You will not hold your tongue. You're long past Jua. Full tilt revival, and no one's gonna stand in your way.
Goes a Goodspeed with his brand new single Full Tilt Revival. We've played Goes a Goodspeed a few times on the podcast, both before and since I joined, so I know you guys know who he is, but for the benefit of those who may not, he's a singer-songwriter from Plymouth in the UK who weaves, I would say, elements of folk, blues, rock, a little bit of psychedelia together, across a whole range of different things that he's released over the years. His music is really characterised by his kind of really catchy refrains and hooks, his really soulful vocal, and of course his guitar playing, which is very quite unique in many ways. This is very different for Gozer. It's Gozer Goodspeed, but not as you know him. It's him moving ahead, developing his sound, experimenting. It's the first track he's ever released where he plays slide guitar, and it's actually exclusively slide guitar that he plays. There's no sort of standard chords, if you like, or anything like that in there. It's also the first full band release recorded entirely in his home studio, with him playing all of the instruments. So he's done all the drums, the bass, the keys, the guitars and everything else. Full Tilt Arrival, a little bit about the song, is a song about wanting to reject fantasies, placebos and illusions and live your own life at full volume. Returning to one of his thematic preoccupations of renewal, the song invites you to remain silent no more, to embrace the best version of your own existence you can, and let nobody stand in your way. I'm a big fan of Gozer Goodspeed. He's signed up to Lights and Lines, which is my own record label. This is the first single we're releasing in a series of singles across the summer called the Summer Single Series, obviously, which I think I talked about in the news section the other week on the show.
Yeah, you might have mentioned it once or twice.
Yeah, just a couple of times. But I just put that out there. And this is the first one, which comes out the 15th of July, celebrates the first year anniversary of the label, and this podcast will be released a day or two after that, I believe, so fans will be able to hear it absolutely everywhere. Richie, what did you think of that?
It goes a good speed all over. I got all the time in the world for Goes. I love his music, I love his sound. He's obviously evolving his sound. I don't know if he hasn't produced it himself, I'm assuming, but it doesn't sound cheap. It sounds to me like he's gone out and spent some time with the production. He's more than he usually does. There's more production on this than on his earlier works, which isn't a bad thing. It's like you say, it gives him space to experiment and do new things. I do wonder what he would sound like singing in his own, in an English accent rather than an American accent sometimes.
He's from Plymouth, that's what he sounds like.
No, he doesn't at all.
He sounds like that. He does, honestly. I should have said about production, it's mastered by One Blind Mouse, who also mastered the last release, Ghosts of the Future and Past, that we did with Gozer, who's also part of the Lights and Lines collective. But he's been able to spend more time on it by not being restricted to studio time. So he's put all the parts together, done a rough mix, and then given it to a producer, and then they've worked together to do that. And then, actually, I say that. That's a lie. That version isn't One Blind Mouse. It's Grim 17. Sorry. Mixed and mastered by Grim 17. One of them, anyway. But yeah, so good. Wayne, what did you think?
It's a strange mix of blues and jazz, but that goes the sound. You know, he has got that already. I love the strange guitar sound. It's a bit Blaze of Glory, Bon Jovi in there. Throwback for everybody who knows what I'm on about. It's not an entire step away from the way Gozer sounds, but it is a departure. Yeah, definitely, it has got that sort of haunting feel. It's got future soundtrack, you know, track written all over it. It easily turn up on, you know, something a bit westerny or a bit like turn of the century, like 20s depression era America, where you get the good guys and the bad guys meeting out in the dust or somewhere. So I can feel that in there. But yeah, so it's Gozer. It's always a good track.
Very good. Well, that was Gozer Goodspeed with Full Tilt Revival, which will be out absolutely everywhere by the time that you are able to listen to this podcast. And that concludes the head-to-head for this week. Favinu, what did you think of this?
I do like Bon Jovi.
That was worth it.
So we don't really know much about Fab, and Wayne said earlier, we don't know much about him. So Fab, are you a music fan? Do you like music?
Well, of course I like music. I'm not a fucking savage.
Okay, so, I mean, do you have like a particular, like, I mean, what do you have anything you like in particular?
I'm quite partial to a bit of old school hip hop. I would say my favorite track would be Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, okay. I'm not
old school then.
I'm not really how does that one go?
I said a hip hop, the hippie, to the hip hip hopper, you don't stop the rock. It to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie, to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet.
Well, we offered him the mic and he fucking ran with it.
Right, why don't we run a little competition then, right? So listeners of the show, if you want to record your own version of that, just you singing into a mobile phone or whatever and send it to us, maybe we'll play some of the best ones on the next on the next show. I think that'd be good fun. So if you're listening to this and you want to do a version of Rapper's Delight, then just record it. See if you can compete with old Fabinho there.
Yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant. So what was Wayne, what was your favourite?
My favourite this week is Gozer.
Richie?
I think I'll give it to Gozer.
Gozer, all right, fair enough, excellent. Of the other two, I would have chosen Wayne's, but Gozer Goodspeed wins the day. Congratulations.
God damn you fucking Gozer, you prick.
Nothing but our respects, and also I get another point on the board there. Do we know what the score is?
Yes.
Do we?
I'm not fucking saying it, but I do know it.
Oh, go on.
Mike is winning 6 to Richie's 4 to my 2.
Oh, excellent, very good. Well, with no further ado, let's go to the wild card. So this is the wild card. This is a track that could be absolutely anything from the thousands, millions perhaps of submissions that we get sent to us every week through the inbox. By we, I mean Richie is going to flick through the emails with all of those submissions in it and pick a random track for us to listen to as soon as Wayne. You say stop when you're ready. We probably haven't heard it. We might have heard it. We might have heard the song before. We don't know what we're going to get. We have a habit of coming up with lots of shit religious music, so let's see if we can break that this evening. When you're ready.
Okay, so I'm flicking through the emails. San PR have sent us the final clause of Tacitus.
Oh, that's a great band. I actually know these guys.
For Crying Out Loud, single out Wednesday 13th of July. So, Fabinho, do you want to just tell us a little bit about these guys?
The final claws of Tacitus have been dropping a flurry of potent ear bombs since their formation in 2016. Based in Reading, the band spit out their own brand of groove-heavy riffs and relentless energy that takes in everyone from the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Skunk Anansie through to Korn and Rage Against the Machine.
Skunk Anansie.
I was really fucking impressed he said Reading and didn't say Reading.
Oh no, I had to type it in phonetically.
What do we think we're going to get then?
Yeah, that is a good question. I think we're going to get Rage Against the Machine and Skunk Anansie, Storm Music.
I'm going for some groove based metal, so it's going to have the sort of jazz inflections of Red Hot Chili Peppers with more biting guitars and more biting lyrics. That's what I'm going for.
I'm thinking Limp Bizkit.
Why are you going that far down the rabbit hole? What's the song called, Rich?
The song is called For Crying Out Loud. So I'm, like I said, I'm guessing Limp Bizkit.
I haven't heard this song, but I know this band, and I definitely get Rage Against the Machine and Red Hot Chili Peppers out of them, so I'm looking forward to hearing this new one.
Okie doke. So this is For Crying Out Loud, the new single by the final clause of Tacitus.
We'll be right back. worth it to see the earth flip with his future perfect. You've been treated with the verdict, witness to what rebirth this, and we'll soon see it red across the surface. I cannot wait till the landscape quakes and breaks up, the fakes start falling apart nervous. Is that you? Is that where you'll be? Still gassed off your cash and jewelry? Your ass can't fool me. Getting heard about is all you cared about, and now the world is burning down around you, and you're blaring out, crying out. You've been in a long pain and only finding out now. Better switch up your heart quick, cause I'm watching out now.
There you go, that was the final clause of Tacitus for crying out loud. I don't know if you want to know this, but Tacitus was a Roman historian and also a politician, and the most interesting thing that I know about him is that no one actually knows his first name. So there you go. Richie, what did you think of that?
Yeah, it was very reminiscent of the late 90s, that kind of rock, that kind of rock pop. Well, I don't say pop, but rock, that, yeah, that kind of rock that was hanging around in the late 90s. I liked it, and I liked that kind of stuff. So, yeah, liked it. And it's all of the influences that he stated, they managed to fit them all in there somehow. It's kind of segregated into, it was good. I liked it.
Excellent, Wayne.
There's definite, you know, 90s new metal influences in this. Like you said, you can hear Rage Against the Machine in there for definite. Obviously, Limp Bizkit. The recording and the mixing, it works with it and works against it at times. And I'm not really sure, sort of, because it's a lo-fi. For me, it's a sort of lo-fi recording with a lo-fi mix. And then at times it feels like something's too high in the mix and needs to be dropped down a bit, and it's not recorded as cleanly as it could have been. But then at other points in the record, it sounds as it should do. It sounds perfect. So I'm a bit, you know, it's one of them ones where I'm not entirely sold on it completely. I liked it. I didn't love it, unfortunately. It kind of reminded me of our friends Titans of Doom. And I'd just like to say, we haven't mentioned on the podcast, but RIP Rusty Nails, who passed away earlier this year. You will be missed. But yeah, decent enough tune, yeah.
Excellent. For me that was really interesting because I know the band and their first album, Antiquity, which was released, I'm going to say, 2019, is brilliant. And I absolutely love every single song on it. There's a song called War Elephant, which is one of the best titles for a song ever. And it's much more in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine, part of all of those influences that they stated. This is by far the heaviest thing I've heard by them, and it's also the first time I've heard them do anything that, that has any semblance of Limp Bizkit in it, but there's definitely a little bit of that going on, which is interesting. But I did enjoy it, and I don't know... I'm slightly biased because I do know the band, and I do really think they're excellent. For me, it was very different to what they'd done before, and I can sort of see where they're going with it. And yeah, I thought it was... I think there's a whole resurgence of like new metal stuff, which is quite interesting because it's sort of, what, 20-odd years since that was 30. Massive, and I guess that's... or maybe 30. And I guess that's... 25. Anyway, yeah. I guess that's sort of the cycle that happens, isn't it? So it's kind of interesting to hear new takes on that sort of stuff. But I quite liked it. It was far, far better than the last few that we've had in Wild Card. So
yeah, if we're going that way, then it's a 10 out of 10, definitely.
Yeah, to coin an ironic phrase, thank God for that. so very good. So that was Final Clause of Tacitus with For Crying Out Loud, and now it is time to move into the intense hardcore genre musical challenge mode. Go!
It's the hardcore genre musical challenge mode! Bastard, go!
Good on, Leo. What a legend. And I think this week we've got some Afro-Cuban jazz, is that right?
We do, yeah.
Have we had any submissions?
Yeah, yes, good question.
We didn't have any submissions, but I reached out to someone. I've had a chat with a guy called Harold Lopez Nusa. And we're going to play a piece of his music called Tilo DJ? Something, I don't know.
Fucking hell.
I had a chat with him, and we're going to play his music. Also, Wayne's done a little bit. Now, Wayne sent me the instrumental and the version with lyrics over the top. Now, I'm toying with whether just to play the instrumental version and then stick the other version on Patreon, because we need to build up our Patreon now. I don't plug Patreon at all. I don't plug buymeacoffee.com because I feel lame doing it, but I'm going to have to start. So, yeah, this podcast is sponsored by you, the listeners. We don't have sponsors, and we do spend a lot of money on this podcast. So if you'd be so kind as to support us, we'd love you forever. You can do either one of two ways. You can do either through buymeacoffee.com/YHHTMP, or you can join our Patreon, and through Patreon we'll send you a link and you can become part of it. You can become a member over on our page thing, and you'll become part of the family and lots of different stuff. But yeah, we'll start putting stuff on the Patreon if people actually fucking join it. So yeah, this whole thing is costing a fortune. Please support us. It would be much appreciated. We'd love your support. I would like to say we couldn't do this without you, but so far, 5 years on, I've had to do it without you. But it'd really be nice if you started holding my hand a bit. And also, you know, come and join us on our Discord, or come and contact us at Twitter or on Instagram and leave us some feedback. Tell us what you think of the show, about the artist and the likes. I'll leave links below to the Discord and everything else so you can join us and let's start some conversations. And also, finally, please, wherever you're listening to this right now, whatever platform you're using, please give us a rating. Leave us a rating, please. It helps us get the podcast out, and it helps us get the artist out also. So yeah, please give us a rating, and if you can, just leave a nice little comment or something. It would be much appreciated. But yeah, that's enough for that. Moving on.
We could do this without you, but it'd be better if you joined them. I think that's fair.
Kind of like sex.
So I'm going to play this now. This is Harold Lopez Nusa, and I think it was the Harold Lopez Nusa Trio is the band name. So yeah, I'm going to play that first, and then we'll think about what we're going to do with you, Wayne.
I'm a piano player and composer from Havana, Cuba. And I have been playing with my band for more than 10 years now. I did a couple of albums, I think like 7 or 8, and we do like Afro-Cuban jazz or Latin jazz or Cuban jazz. We try to mix Cuban roots tradition from the popular music and from the folkloric music with jazz and other kind of genres. So it's a kind of very misty music.
Okay, you've kind of modernized it a bit as well, because listening to some old time, I've been listening to like some old Cuban jazz and some modern, and yours is quite modern. You use like electronic elements in it as well.
Yes, I do. I'm trying to not that often, but trying to do it more now. So some new sounds and electronic piano and keyboards. So this is something kind of new, but I'm trying.
So a lot of people, I love jazz. I love all stars, well, not all stars, but a lot of stars of jazz. And I know a lot of people don't understand jazz. I find that jazz is music for musicians, because not many people outside the music world understand it or give it the time. So for those who might be just getting into jazz and trying to understand it, what separates your style of jazz from other styles?
Our jazz is a lot of rhythmic, with a lot of pattern from the Cuban tradition and music, which is rumba, son, cha-cha-cha, bolero. So it's very dancing too, so it's kind of happy, I can tell. We try to do like happy music.
Yeah, I did find that. I wanted to dance to your jazz, which there are some styles of jazz like swing you can dance to, but some jazz styles you find it's not very danceable. This that you do, yeah, it makes you want to get up and move your feet, which is brilliant. Your band, you do a lot of live performances. You get about. I mean, obviously because of the COVID thing, you haven't had a chance. But do you usually get out a lot?
Well, we usually toured a lot, but I was stuck for almost 1 year and a half in Havana, and we slowly getting back to tour. I was playing last week. We played near London and Belgium, and then I play in France, Toulouse, and next week I'm playing in Paris and the Martinique. And then, I'm starting to move and playing around again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is great. Yeah, because I really believe the music live music is the best. I love recordings and everything, but nothing for me is compared to play live music with people and share your music and your soul with other souls at the same time. It's just magic.
I agree, and your style of music definitely. So I was watching some of the live videos you did, and there's so much energy and so much passion. It's something that you need to be there to witness, rather than just listen to on Spotify. It's good on Spotify, but I think if I was actually there in a club, I think it'd be better. Yeah. If our listeners want to find you, where can they go?
I have all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok, and I try to post regularly. My music is in Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. We have a YouTube channel where we post some videos regularly also. So, yeah.
tell you what, I did not do fucking well.
So that was Harold Lopez Nusat with Tilo DJ. DJ? Something like that. Thank you, Harold, for taking time out and speaking to us. Really, really good speech here. Really good example of the genre. I'll leave all of his links and everything to do with him and his band in the show notes. What I've noticed about this style of jazz, I like jazz anyway, but this for me is more accessible than most of the styles of jazz. This is something that most people can appreciate, I think.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I like this a lot. Did you like this, Wayne? Were you into this? Did this do it for you?
I've got a little story, actually, just reminding me of something. So I always play a playlist at work, just to get my head around some of the songs and whatnot. And I've got this on at work, and I had a completely split down the middle divide. So I've got one of the guys I'm working with who's dancing around the fucking table and going, oh, it's impossible not to move to this. And then the two girls who work upstairs from me going, what the fuck is this shit? So take from that what you will. Yeah, I love this. I absolutely fucking adored this. I've had like five different playlists on with all different up-to-the-date styles. I prefer the older stuff. I prefer Tite Puente and Astrid Gilberto, people like that. That's what I'm more into. And people like Dizzy Gillespie, that sort of sound. That's what I'm more into. The sort of 50s and 60s version of it. But there's nothing wrong with the up-to-date style. I'm just saying that's what I prefer. It's all really good stuff. It's impossible not to move to.
Mike, you into this?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. It's one of the best genre challenges we've done so far in terms of...
I don't know. I think I've smashed some really fucking good ones.
I mean, I'm just thinking we started this year with you splashing in the bath and now we're listening to this. So I just think it's progressed. That's all I'm saying. but this is a really, really good genre. I really, really like it. I was reading up on it, and I think it's... does it have a mix of African rhythms or African... Yeah, I think it's African rhythms kind of mixed with Cuban jazz for whatever reason, started in the 40s, which was... Yeah, it's just brilliant. It's really, really good fun. I'm particularly excited to see what you guys have come up with.
I haven't come up with shit this week. I haven't done a single thing. I made it my thing to speak to this guy who does the genre for a living and play his music. For those who may be new to this, what we sometimes do is, because it's hard to find people who do the genre, we just go away and do it ourselves. And Wayne usually does the music, and I put some vocals over the top, or we both do something different. This week I didn't do jack shit. Wayne's done some music. He's also done a version with vocals. But
I mean, you can call him that.
But
I want to hear that.
I mean, I'll play it, but it won't make the edit. It's going to make it to Patreon. So if you want to hear this, you need to join our Patreon. And it's only cheap, you know. If you bumped into us in the street and thought I'd buy you a pint of beer, you can do that every month. Just buy us a pint of beer every month, or the equivalent of. But yeah, so if you want to hear Wayne spat over his music, you can do that over at Patreon. But in the meantime, we're going to play his instrumental now. Thank you. So please, please support us on Patreon, and we might be able to save up enough money to buy Wayne a new synthesizer.
Go on, bollocks. I love my synthesizer.
I thought for a second, have I accidentally played Harold Lopez again by accident?
You fucking wanker.
How long did that one take you, Wayne?
Not that long at all. That was two sessions, that was. So, an hour and 20 minutes, something like that.
Okay. Very good, very good, very good. Very fun indeed. If you want to hear Wayne singing over the top of that, go and join our Patreon. Do you want to listen to that, Mike?
I want to hear it, yeah. I want to hear it.
To be fair, Rich, I really don't think it's the sort of thing you should be selling, to be honest. I think people might ask for their money back.
Right. This is it. Oh, Wayne.
No, bit of context. This is one take.
I don't want your excuses.
This is one take.
Fucking hell. So you wouldn't have heard this because Oliver edited it out, but honestly, it's worth paying a year in advance on Patreon just for that.
That was outstanding. What I will say, Wayne, is that I'm perpetually impressed by the fact that you managed to put these songs together every week, and the just everything, the instrumentation, everything about that was amazing. The lyrical themes, you know, not my language, so I didn't really don't know where you're going, but it was beautiful. Absolutely stunning. I can see a Wembley Stadium gig happening very soon.
I mean, over egg in the pudding, Mike, really, to be honest. But
who doesn't like eggy pudding, though?
Like with everything. Even the bowl. I kept it as simple as I possibly could. Let's put it that way. The whole theme is... The whole theme is inspired by dance. That's the whole thing. The whole thing just says dance, man, dance, dance, woman, dance. That's it. That's and everybody dance. That's the whole. That's the name of the song. Everybody dance. And it's the bit where I went off and became Jar Jar Binks for some reason. I have no idea why I went into that strange sort of weird. Baile. I don't know
why I did that.
It was one take, and it was just.
There's a good sneak preview for those of you listening. I think you should head over to the Patreon right now and subscribe.
I won't be held responsible, Rich, if you get asked for refunds. It's not my fault.
I don't think you can get refunds. It's like giving to a charity, so to suck it up. So should we pick a genre to explore next week? Hell.
No, I think we need to change the fucking section to something else. It's starting to take its toll on me now.
Oh, I fucking love it.
I'll choose a letter then. I'll choose the letter G.
2 pages worth, mate.
2 pages. So I choose a page.
Page and a number.
Page 2.
Yeah.
Page 2.
Number 2.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, okay. Oh, shit. Right. I shan't be doing this next week. So you've got a reprieve from me doing this because there's no fucking way I can do this. It is called Ghetto House. And it is form of Chicago house known for its sexually explicit lyrics.
Oh, smash this, Wayne. Come on. Wayne, wow. We will absolutely blow this out of the water next week.
I think you've already done this, haven't you? I think you've already done this genre.
Probably. Wayne, we have been the genre section, we are known for being disgusting. This is our genre. This was made for us.
All right, leave it with me because I've just downloaded the.
If you don't want to do it, that's fine. I can smash the music for a house. Is it house? Is it?
Ghetto House, it's called, yeah.
Ghetto House, yeah, I can do it. If you don't want to do it, I can do that easy. But, let me know.
Well, to be fair, I didn't think I could do Cuban jazz. And
I would say a lot of Afro-Caribbean jazz artists would say you still can't. But
I agree, but at least I had a go.
I think you. you gave us the nuance, not the nuance, you gave us the flavour of what the, I don't know what you did, to be honest, Wayne.
After the meat and bones have gone, you had the broth, and that's what the fuck that was.
We had the broth. We had the broth of Afro-Cuban jazz from you.
Perfect. Well, you can join us next time to hear the broth of Ghetto House by Wayne.
Oh,
Ritchie.
Mate, it's going to be soup.
Yeah, the soupy broth. Expect not safe for work. So that concludes the Intense Hardcore Genre Musical Challenge Mode Go for this week. Thank you very much to Wayne in particular, and to our guest and the wonderful interview, and to you, the listener, for putting up with all of that. Next, let's go into Don't Know Much About History.
I don't know how that's going to work out in the edit, honestly.
It'll all come good, don't worry.
Okay, so the history section.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to History Corner, episode 12. This one is called Second Floor, Lingerie, Sportswear, Conspiracies and Cover-Ups. And this week, we're going to be talking about elevator music, because this is the sort of shit that keeps me up at night. And my wanderings went along these lines. You know, I just sort of went, when did elevators start playing music and what was the first song played? Those are the sort of shit that my Google feed looks like, those sort of silly questions. So I started there. So the concept of background music comes from French composer Eric Satie and his piece Furniture Music, which was meant to be played as if it didn't exist. And then after a bit of Googling and research, that didn't involve Wikipedia for a change, everybody, I've sort of found an answer. So we're going to go with this guy called Major General George Owen Squire. And he's credited with he patented it anyway. I don't know if he invented it. He found a way. He founded his company, the Wired Radio Inc. Corporation, which involved one wire carrying multiple signals, i.e. sound. And inspired by the successful company Kodak, he later renamed his company Wired Radio Inc. to Muzak, and that was Muzak was trialed in restaurants, hotels, clubs, that sort of thing. So this is the kind of music you hear when you're walking around shops or you're in elevators, that sort of thing. Obviously it's changed over years, but that's what we're talking about. In the 1940s, after some market research on how music had a psychological effect on people's behavior, Muzak introduced the stimulus progression. This is a 15-minute stretch of background instrumentals meant to give the listener a boost in productivity over an hour. It would get steadily louder, and then it was trialed as part of a maximising factory work. The scientific community was dubious about this, but the Muzak company persisted in peddling in bunny quotes, by the way, the progression. And some critics called this conditioning brainwashing. There's a couple of conspiracy theories about Muzak as well. The Muzak was piped into a Washington DC buses and trains with subliminal messages. I mean, if you want to add more fuel to the fire, I couldn't find out where that came from. It was just like on somebody's thing that said, oh yeah, they did this as well. But I couldn't find anything out about it. And apparently, an alleged member of the Illuminati unearthed a manuscript and delivered to the Vatican Apostolic Church Library. And the contents of this document, everybody? Embedding subliminal messages into complex under and overtones during the 18th century, this is, by the way, which is basically playing sub-hearing notes by indoctrinated musicians to whatever you want people to do, vote for a certain politician, you know, go off and buy certain whatever else. By the way, that does work. And if you want proof of that, it's playing the mosquito sound to move teenagers on from outside shops and things like that, because we as adults haven't got that, you know, we don't listen in that megahertz anymore, so it does work. But the piece of music I've decided to bring this week is Meditation by Walter Wanderley. Have a listen. Thank you. So there we go. That was Walter Wanderley and his song Meditation. What do you think, fellas?
Yeah, it reminded me of like the old time infomercials. Like, oh, there's Granny coming down the road now, and she's going to go into the shop. And what do you think she's going to buy? We don't know. Let's go and find out. It also reminds me a little bit of. You want to know if I find it good or bad? I mean, I'm kind of indifferent.
I think that's the point. Yeah. That is the absolute point of it. You're not meant to like it. It's just meant to be there. Like I said, it's you know, it's based off this stuff. Furniture music played as if it isn't there, as if it doesn't exist. It's just there in the background, you know. And I mean, it does. It just makes up your daily life, doesn't it? I mean, it makes it into films. Where you get moments where people go in elevators and that music's still playing even though there's devastation going on around it, because that's what it's meant to do. It's meant to calm you down. That's what the whole thing with this music was. It was meant to, because you get in an elevator and you're stressed because people in the force had never been in an elevator before, and then it's like taking you off the ground. You rely on all these cables, and that's what it's meant to do. It's meant to block out the sound of the elevator and pump in this, like, you know, you heard it, this sort of nothing music that you could just sort of not hear and not concentrate on, but you knew it was there, taking your mind off it. Mike?
I mean, it was much better than the last few weeks, the wild card. In that sense, it was very good. What was interesting was obviously you talked about subliminal messaging, and a lot of people will know this, but if you're listening to the podcast and you've just subscribed to our Patreon, that's actually because we told you to in that song. just in the background there was a little hint. Can't unsubscribe, no refunds, it's done now. So thank you very much for being subjected to our subliminal messaging. That's excellent. It does what it's supposed to do, doesn't it? It's not something where you go, wow, that was really amazing and genre bending and experimental. It was just like, you know, some pretty chilled out, jazzy, lifty supermarket music that kind of, I suppose, is meant to stop you from experiencing the hell on earth that is things like going in lifts, shopping, anything that involves members of the public or anything else. So I think that's pretty good. I think it probably does the job.
It's kind of like what I do with the podcast. We've got our dulcet droning going on. So what I do is in the edit, I put some jazzy music in the background to make it feel less of a fucking ball ache to listen to.
That's the thing. People listening to this, including the people that have just subscribed on the Patreon, won't realise how, you know, we all sound like we're having a laugh. We're banging our heads against the wall. We're killing each other, really. Can't stand the fucking thing. But as soon as that little jazzy music comes on in the background, you know, you'll love it.
Exactly. We haven't got that at the moment. That's post-edit. And I've been thinking this year, we're smashing it with the podcast this year. It's a lot better. I'm enjoying it. I enjoy listening back to it. So I have to listen back to it because I edit it. And I'm enjoying listening back to it. And the reason is, it's got a bit of jazz in the background. Otherwise, this podcast would be shit.
Shite, yeah. Absolute nonsense.
I mean, sell it, fellas, sell it.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
So if you want to join our Patreon because you love what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people already have because that's a little messy. Oh, dear. What did the podcast AI, whose name I've forgotten, Frederick, think of?
Don't know, I forgot to type anything in for him.
I totally vexed you with this all. I mean, the story behind it is far more interesting than music. I found myself falling down this rabbit hole, and I had to like remove 3 or 4 pages of research because I was like, I've got to get down to the bones of this. Because it really does, you know, there was market research beyond belief about how they could maximise working in you know, in factories, the way they could manipulate you into buying stuff. It's what they do now, you know. This is where sort of targeted marketing comes from. I think this is sort of like one of the first examples of it, the way you can, you know, create that herd mentality. So yeah, the story is far more interesting than I think the music, and that's probably the point, to be honest. But yeah, do you want to know what the name of the next history lesson is?
I was just about to ask you. It's like you read my mind.
It's called Good Evening Woodstock.
Yeah, excellent, very good. Well, we don't have a guest tonight, so there's no artist spotlight, which I think means that just leaves it to me to close this week's episode of You Haven't Heard This Music podcast. We've had the head-to-head, we've had the wild card, we've had the intense hardcore musical challenge mode go, we've had a lesson from history. I still call that Don't Know Much About History. Is that still the name of that or not?
Yeah, I still like that name, so stick with that, yeah.
Excellent. So we've had that. On that note, I've been Mike.
I've been Wayne.
I've been Richie.
And I have been Fab I Knew. Thank you so much for having me. I have had an absolute fucking blast. I'm off now to bang Austin's wife.
Thank you for listening, if indeed you still are.
You say, break me out. You need to be revived. You were tending to the engines when the world took a dive. Breaking and mending, falling and fending, of the specters of ancient dreams, a series of cut scenes. You don't want a placebo or some idealized heaven. You just need your real life turned up to 11. Breaking and mending, the cycle's unending. You need a cleansing tide. You need to be revived. You will not hold your tongue. You need more than simple survival. You will not hold your tongue. You're long past your full tilt revival. Gonna stand in your way. You say, hear me out. You won't be denied. You won't succumb to distraction while the camera lies. Pointing and shooting, stealing and looting, all the angles on your dreams, a series of green screens. You don't want a film fantasy or big fame to beckon. You just need your real life turned up to 11. Pointing and shooting, it's all just diluting what you feel you have inside. You won't be denied. You will not hold your tongue. Simple survival. You will not hold your tongue. You're long past your full tilt revival, and no one's gonna stand in your way.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'll edit that out. So that was.
Sorry.
Go on. So that was. Fuck me, Mike.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.